to be here with you guys today. About half of you I teach every Sunday. Seems like about half of you are kids, but there's a lot of kids today. But this week, I'm so excited that I get to teach all of you today. So with Pastor Young Ho being gone, he's asked me to come share a word with you. So we're going to continue on his Pastor Young Ho has been bringing to us in the Knowing God series. And today we're going to talk specifically about what it is to know God as our creator, as our creator. And so you can open your booklets. We'll start in our booklet here. And we are going to watch a video today. So, you know, I'm the kids teacher. We watch videos quite often. And I just love the video we have today. Is just, it's really, really powerful. It's based on a book by Max Lucado. And I think he just has such great truths. Like, God really, really speaks through him. But you need some background. The story we're watching today is actually a sequel to one that we did in Rooted a couple of months ago. And so I just want to introduce you to some of the characters. This is about a village called Wemmicksville. And the people of Wemmicksville, they're called Wemmicks. And they are little wooden people. They're wooden people made of wood. And wood can't create itself. They have a creator. The creator is a wood carver named Eli. And if you go to Eli's workshop, you'll see typical wood carver things. You'll see saws and drills and sandpaper and paint and things like that, and which is what you see in this creator's workshop. And but the people of Wemmicksville don't really acknowledge their creator. He lives on the top of a hill. He's really easy to access, but they don't acknowledge him. They just go about living their life in Wemmicksville. And they go around sticking stickers on each other. And these stickers don't really come off very easily at all. And there's one particular character named Punchinello. He's the main character, and he's got these really ugly gray stickers all over him that people keep putting on him for different reasons. And he wants to get them off. They're really depressing to him. He wants desperately to get these golden star stickers, which is what everybody strives for, these golden stars, but he can't seem to get one. So everybody gives him ideas on how he can get a star sticker and how he can get rid of these ugly gray stickers. And he meets this girl named Lucia. You can see her in the picture there. And Lucia knows how to get rid of those gray dots. She knows what Punchinello needs, and what he needs is to visit the creator. He needs to visit Eli and Eli's workshop. And so she tells him this. She doesn't try to fix him. She doesn't try to help him. The only way she helps him is pointing to Eli's workshop up at the top of the hill. So some other Wemmicks hear him, and they have their own opinions of Eli. And so they're giving their opinion of Eli, and Lucy is telling the truth about Eli, right? And so it's funny, the Wemmicks tell Punchinello, they say, you can't go to the woodcarver's workshop with all those stickers on you. You have to get the stickers off, which is impossible. And his paint is scratched, and he's not as shiny and new as he used to be. And they're like, you've got to look good before you go to the woodcarver shop, before Eli's shop. And a couple even use like kind of scare tactics. They said, he's got saws, he'll cut you in half. Another character said, he'll chop you into toothpicks. And someone said they would just turn him into sawdust, completely destroy him and turn him into sawdust. And but the funny thing is these Wemmicks never met Eli. These Wemmicks just made their own stories about Eli. They never met him. They didn't know him. The only one that knew him in this story was Lucia. Lucia knew him. So Punchinello's back and forth, and then he decides, he was like rock bottom. He's like, I've got to get this fixed. So he finally, at the end of the movie, or at the end of the book, the story, he goes, he meets the creator, he stopped listening to the townspeople, which is what we would call our, you know, friends and people around us. He stopped listening to them, stopped listening to the Wemmicks world, and he went and met Eli. And so That brings us to our first point. It's important to know the Creator. It's important to know the Creator. And so, you know, we can't just take our own stories and ideas about the Creator. We can't take the stories and ideas of other people about the Creator. We need to meet Him personally. We need to know Him personally. So sometimes if we take our own ideas, we think, we read the Bible and we say, oh, surely God didn't mean that, right? That doesn't make sense. Or I read this in the Bible, but this is what today's culture tells us. This is what's true. You know, this is what God says, but this is really what I want Him to say, right? And so we kind of create this, our own God over here, that's not the God that we read about in the Bible. So that was the first story, and today we're going to get into the second story. But I wanted to give you some background, so we're going to watch this video. It's about 30 minutes, so sit back and enjoy. Sorry, I don't have any popcorn for you, but yeah, you don't need to fill out anything in your book. I'll help you fill out the rest of your answers lately. We're just going to enjoy the video here. So that was called The Green Nose, if you didn't know. The Green Nose by Max Lucado. There's some really good lessons to take from that. I think the one that's most obvious is to accept ourselves the way God made us, right? He made some of us tall, some of us short, from all different nations here. And he made us all unique, yeah? But that's not what we're going to go into today, actually. We're going to talk about what happens when we spend time away from our Creator. So when the story opened, you had Lucia and you had Punchinello in the presence of the Creator, in the presence of Eli. They were in the workshop. They were talking with him. It was so obvious that they had like such a close relationship with him. And so what I took from that is our point two, is in the Creator's presence, we know our identity. We know who we are when we are spending time with our Creator. Punchinello and Lucia, they knew who they were as Wemmix when they were spending time with Eli, when they were right there in the workshop with him. It's just such an amazing illustration of what happens when we spend that time together. But slowly, you know, Punchinello wanted to go see what the green noses look like up close, right? He wanted to just thought they look cool. Not that he wanted one, but he just wanted to go down and see what it looked like up close. And then slowly, as time goes on, as he spent less and less time with their Creator and more time with the Wemmix, they thought, oh, it's not quite so bad. And then it became a little more desirable. And then there was that point where it was an embarrassment that they didn't have the green nose, when all of the Wemmix in town looked right at them and they didn't have a green nose. And they were so embarrassed of who they were and who Eli made them to be. So, you know, I know that, you know, God wants us to be a part of this world. Eli didn't care that he went down to the village. They didn't care that he wanted them to be a part of the world. So I shared a few weeks ago, you know, I would love for us to, it was when Pastor John was leaving, I would love for us all to stay right here in the church 24/7. It'd be amazing, right? You know, we could have the worship band play music for us every morning, and that's how we could wake up in the morning. And I've been at some of your houses, and I've had some of your food, and so I know we could eat really, really well, and just get to spend that time of community together. I've been in some of your Bible studies, and I know we would have great Bible studies together. I know we would have some great time together, a fellowship, and if we're in that 24/7, it'd be amazing. And, you know, if Punchinello and Lucia were in Eli's workshop all day, every day, I mean, that's the best place to be. But there wouldn't be any disciples outside of the church, right? That's like when we sent Pastor John to Australia, or when we acknowledged God's sending of Pastor John to Australia. Like, that was sad for us, right? But we knew we had to do it. We can't keep him here. Like, the people of Australia and his new town, they need to see him too, right? And just the way the Yongtong and Suji for me, and our surrounding area, they need to see us outside the church. We can't stay here inside of our church 24/7. So we kind of, you know, this idea of that God wants us to be a part of the world, we talked about it with the kids recently. And this is my passport, my U.S. passport. I'm from the States. And if you look at my passport, you'll find my very first visa to come into Korea. And it has a purpose on it, right? So my purpose when I first came to Korea was to teach English, right? That's why the nation of Korea allowed me to come in, is because I agreed that I would teach English for them. So there's a purpose on my visa, right? But we're talking with the kids, and we're like, you know, Philippians 3:20, it says we are citizens of heaven. We're not citizens. You know, this says I'm American, but we do have a citizenship that the people of earth give us, right? But our true citizenship is in heaven. So we, with the kids, we made a little craft, this other passport, and you can't see it, but it says the kingdom of heaven on the front. And inside, you know, it has my place of birth, which is Kokomo, Indiana, some little small town in the United States. The date of issue of my passport is my birth date, when I was born, few years ago. and we also put a visa inside, right? Because we're citizens of heaven, but we're here on earth. And so to come on earth, we want to give a visual illustration for the kids. I made one for myself because it was a really good illustration for me too. And it's a visa for the planet Earth, right? And my port of entry is the United States. The United States is where I entered Earth from my home in heaven. But we put a purpose on here too, okay? So you can have a visa for pleasure, for taking a trip, or you can have one on here. We put for business. So I'm curious, has anyone been on a business trip before? I know a few of you have, because our kids, each week, we take prayer requests, and almost every week, kids are praying. I pray for my mommy, she's on a business trip, or pray for my daddy, he's on a business trip. Pray that he comes back safely. And so, you know, it made me think, if you're on a business trip, you probably get to enjoy some of the things of that country. You probably get to do some sightseeing. Maybe your company buys you a nice meal. I don't know. Maybe your hotel has a pool, and maybe you get to go swimming. Or maybe it's near the beach, and you get to go out into the ocean for a little bit. But there's this picture of this guy, he has a computer here, and he's at the beach, and then slowly he steps away, like closer and closer to the ocean, and eventually throws away the laptop, throws away his jacket and his tie, and he's just hanging out on the beach. And so it makes me think, if we go on a business trip, and we forget the presentation that we're supposed to go on, and we just go to the beach, or I eat the really nice meal, and skip the meeting that I'm supposed to go to, what would your boss say? Like, he probably wouldn't be very happy with you, right? So, you know, in our passport, we teach the kids, we're on business, and that business is a mission. Like, our mission is to tell everybody about Jesus. That's our purpose here, is to tell everybody about Jesus so we can take everybody back to heaven with us. So, you know, Punchinello, he went down into the Wemmicksville, and Eli was happy to send him, right? He could have gone down and said, hey, guys, you know, you don't need to paint your nose green. You can just, you know, go hang out with Eli for a little bit, and he'll teach you something. Or, you know, they're struggling with things in life, too, and he could have said, hey, Eli's got the answers. Eli's the one that created us. He's the one that's got the purpose. We could just figure out all of these answers from Eli, from our creator, but Punchinello forgot. He went down and just became a Wemmick, became a part of that world again. There's this verse in Romans 12:2. Don't copy the behavior and the customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. If you've been through Growth Track or what's the class that Young Ho teaches? Breakthrough. or even in the sermons, he often talks about we have a new heart, we have a new spirit, right? If you've become a Christian, if you've made God your Lord, your leader, you have a new heart, a new spirit. But I like this verse. It talks about our mind. You know, there's another verse. It's not in your notes, but 1 Corinthians 2:16, 2:16 says, we have the minds of Christ. So we can know the thoughts of Christ, but we also get kind of muddied up with some of our own thoughts, right? Some of our own memories, some of our own passions, some of our own desires. But this verse in Romans 12:2 tells us that God will transform you into a new person by changing the way you think, right? And it, another version says it renews your mind. And so it's a slow process. It's not something that happens overnight, but it's something that God does over time. So it just something I just to learn as we're as we are in the world, as we are, as Punchinello was in Wemixville, just to remember that God's renewing our mind as we're here. We don't have to get caught up in what the world is teaching us, just like Punchinello and the green nose there. Takes us to our last point. Lucia was offended, I think, right? Lucia, she was offended when Punchinello was talking, like, oh, I can't believe anybody would be without a green nose, right? Like, she was offended, but she didn't seem to let that affect their relationship. I just think of how amazing of a friend that Lucia was, that she pointed Punchinello to Eli. She just told him, she didn't try to fix him. So many times we try to fix people, or we try to fix ourselves. Like, Lucia didn't give him a piece of sandpaper and say, hey, you need to sand your nose. Get that paint off of there, or give him some paint thinner, or however you get green paint off of wood. But she didn't try to fix him. She didn't try to encourage Punchinello to fix himself. She just said, go to Eli. He's the one that can fix you. He's the only one that can fix you. And so, and it was great. He could take his friends. They all went together. And the beautiful part is when they met Eli, Eli wasn't mad. Like, he was, it was almost, I don't want to say comical to him, but I mean, it's maybe not a true depiction of God, but he wasn't mad. Like, he wasn't disappointed in Punchinello. He wasn't asking him why he didn't fix himself before he came. He said, okay, let's work through this together. And he says two things. He says, one, it's going to take a while, right? Punchinello did some damage to his nose, and it's going to take a while to sand that off. It's going to take a while for Eli to sand off that. He's not going to just miraculously do it. He could, but he's choosing not to in this. And he said it was going to burn. Like, I don't know if you've ever, I've never put sandpaper on my face, but I would imagine it kind of doesn't feel very comfortable. But Eli fixed him. The same way God can fix problems that we've put in our own lives, when we've been separated from him, when we've forgotten who we are, when we've spent time among the world instead of among God, when we've listened to what culture tells us, and what our friends tell us, even sometimes what our family tells us. We've done things to ourselves that God can fix. He can fix any of that. But sometimes it might take a while, and sometimes it might hurt as we go through. Psalms 23:3, he restores my soul. He leads me to paths of righteousness for his name's sake. So that's our last point. Only the Creator can restore us. So God restores our soul, and just the way Eli could restore Punchinello and his friends to the way they were. So you probably are not going to paint your nose. We're not going to have like a little nose painting station somewhere. We're not going to walk by in Yongtong somewhere. But there's probably something in your life that's maybe a little embarrassing. If you acknowledge that God's right next to you, right? He is. He's always here. We only have to acknowledge that he's with us. So I wonder, you know, what is it for you that might be an embarrassment? The way the green nose was an embarrassment for Punchinello when he met with Eli again and when he saw Lucia again. That's just something I would encourage you this week to ask God about. There's a little place here you can do some journaling for the kids, you know, maybe draw a picture or something. But I think there's something that we can all draw off this, but it's going to take some time for God to show us. I don't think it's something that's right there, but I encourage you this week to spend some time with our Creator and figure out what that green nose is for you. So, can I close this out in prayer? Your Heavenly Father, thank you for your presence here today. Lord, thank you that you're our Creator, that you made us in ways that as citizens of heaven, we're here for a purpose, Lord. Lord, it's so easy to get distracted by everything around us. It's so easy to get distracted by our friends, our peers, our families, even those who aren't that close to us, Lord. Lord, I pray that we take this lesson, that this word that you've given Max Lucado, and that thank you that you've given him that we can learn from that. Lord, I pray that we just remember that this week as we go about our daily lives. Lord, we all have, many of us have jobs that we go to 40, 50 hours a week, that we are in the world and surrounded by the world, Lord, where it might be difficult to remember that you're there. Lord, I just pray for your presence and remind us that you're our Creator this week. Lord, help us carry this week as we go home. And this week, we're on holiday with our Korean families, seeing friends or traveling. Lord, I pray that you just help us remember that you're always present, you're always right beside us, you're here, and that you've made us for a purpose, Lord. Just help us always remember you're here. In your name we pray.